Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of board members from the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, Rebecca Polson, Vice President, I believe, of the board, and Brennan Carter. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate being here.
Well, there's a specific event coming up for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society that you'd like to discuss. It's the annual meeting, and the theme this year is Maritime Heritage of Catlin Street. Let's talk a bit about that. Rebecca, when and where is this happening?
It's going to be Wednesday the 24th at the A&B Hall, and the doors will open at 6, and our actual program will be 7 to 9.
Okay. And question for both of you. Why focus on the maritime heritage of Catlin Street? Why did this focus arise, and why do you think it's important?
Well, some of it came out of, I was working with the Celebrate Catlin group, and there's just so much great energy and so many stories and so much love for that part of town. And we do an annual meeting every year. It's sort of a live oral history where we have a panel of people sharing their experiences on a topic. And then we also have, the audience, sharing their stories. And it just seemed like such a natural Catlin Street. And like all of our topics will only just touch the very tip of the history that's there. But we hope to have it pretty broad,
And hopefully it will spark continuing discussions and remembering. And Brennan, you looked like you were going to say something.
Well, it's nice because this particular event will actually have photographs as well. We'll have some of the newly digitized Merrill photographs printed out and on the walls. We'll also have some of Yana Suki's photographs and Matt Donahoe's as well. So it's kind of like a multi. It has a lot of different aspects to it, so there'll be about an hour to see some of the photographs and meet people, and then we'll have a regular forum where folks can share their stories and share in the history of Catlin Street, kind of like the fire event at the Shikaguan Nakahiti. That was a real success, I thought.
Catlin Street has changed so much, but it's always occupied just a central place in the community here.
Yeah, and we're going to have a couple of photos too by Scott Chambers of Catlin Street in the late 70s. They're really, really beautiful photographs, but they also show how much it's changed. There's so many buildings that were taken out in the 1980s.
Right now, a lot of people associate the fish processing plants with Catlin Street, and the village is right up there and on the street. Tell us a little bit more, if you can, if you have the time, about how it has changed over time.
It's a living neighborhood, and so it's always changing. But some of the different aspects that we hope to share are, remember shopping at the cold storage. That's like people my age, that's part of our, childhood, Sitka, and people who grew up there, 50s, 60s, 70s. And then also it's pretty special because there are stories and history and heritage that goes back to, time immemorial, and the fish plants. And they're, once in the 1950s, salmon seining was huge. It was, I don't know what's like it now. And so those are just some of the different eras, aspects, facets that we hope to bring out and have, people's experiences.
And families have lived in that neighborhood for generations and generations. Of course, going back thousands of years.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's really important. I think 2.5 years ago when I got here for work, I didn't really understand what I was observing as I went down Catlin Street versus Lincoln Street. And then you start seeing the older photographs, like E.W. Merrill's photographs, and you realize that the entire town has kind of two whole sides to it. And if you don't really understand the history and the development of Cat Lee Ann Street, you don't understand what Sitka's about.
That is very
true. It's really important to highlight that part of history and to also recognize that that's been the traditional main fishing part of the city for all of the 1900s. So, you know, capturing some of the stories of how fish was used as a foundation for our economy is really important because it's part of our American economy, and it's part of the it's a prominent part of the local economy even to this day. So
And boat building.
Yeah.
There was like dozens of boats, really nice boats built on that street.
So speaking of boat building, we'll come back to the annual meeting, but let's catch up a bit with the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society and what's going on with the boathouse over on the island.
We got a grant for a historic preservation grant. It's called a CLG grant because it comes through the city to do some. We're working toward complete rehabilitation of the building so that it will still look and feel historic, but it will have a bathroom.
So it'll be appropriate for visitors.
Electricity, right, and stuff like that. And, you know, and eventually we'll have, you know, marine ways, you know, to haul out. And so this is part of the ongoing work. We're going to move. There's a little outbuilding that was attached to the main building. We're going to move that away from the building, and we're going to repair the back wall in preparation for building a little addition that'll have a bathroom, you know, an entry and, you know, like handicap access and stuff. And then a door workshop, and that'll be a public workshop to learn how to rehab historic doors. So that might be useful for, you know, people with old doors that they need to fix.
And that will be when, this summer?
Yes. So over the course of this spring and summer, we'll announce it 2 or 3 weeks in advance of the workshops. We'll have a professional carpenter that's going to be responsible for the actual completion of all the door rehabilitation and the wall repairs, but we'll also have public workshops where you can come out and learn how to take a door apart, fabricate the components for a door, and also redo the finishes on the door so that it retains historic, some of its historic character, but it is put in really good serviceable condition. So
remind us again briefly about the history of the boathouse and the Maritime Heritage Society's vision for the boathouse.
Well, it was built as part of the, it was a naval air station, and it was later actually technically a naval operating base. But, you know, it was pretty tiny. So all of Mount Edgecombe High School was the Navy, and then all the way down to the BOQ was a naval air station for PBYs during World War II. And the boathouse was, and just the fact that it's called a boathouse, it was sort of designed more for storage and maintenance, but they ended up using it for major repairs on Navy and Army boats during the war.
And yeah. What's your vision for the society's vision for it?
Well, I think we want to have that boathouse available, especially for the wooden fleet that's in town. It's one of the few places where you can actually get out of the weather to repair stuff because it still has the cover on it. So I think when we get it in fully operating condition, it'll be a place where you could go in the winter and you don't have to worry about getting snowed on or sleeted on in order to get your boat repaired. It also, we could potentially raise the temperature in there so you could do painting in the winter, which is often really hard to do outside.
So, and it'll be all about education. Yeah. Like that's our mission.
So similar to the annual meeting, it's educating the public on the maritime heritage of Sitka and the surrounding area. So let's go on a little tour. You're going over the bridge to the island, to Japonski Island, and you see on your right-hand side a white building resting sort of on the intertidal zone with this big entrance that could be a great haul out for a boat. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's the building.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, like with our whole organization is trying to get, you know, the voices and the stories of older generations and passing that on to younger people.
Well, what's
we're sort of a conduit.
What's your fear if we don't do that? What's your concern if we aren't able to?
Generica. Like we're just such a special community. And that's the thing too, you know, like sometimes you're talking, like not very many people are friends with some of these old timers who just have so much rich experience and attitude, you know. And so we just want to, I don't know, share.
Well, it seems like, you know, we're moving so fast these days. And even in Sitka now, we are moving so fast. And it seems like one of the functions of the Maritime Heritage Society is to carve out space in our community and in our lives to sit down and to talk about where we come from. And which leads, of course, to where are we going?
Yeah, to listen and learn our history. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the important point, another important point is that this is one of the few places in the United States where you could actually still have a wooden boat and operate it. In a lot of other places, it's not really possible. I mean, there are
unless
a lot more.
Unless you're a millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a really not commercially viable. But here you can actually be a troller, have a small wooden trolling boat, and actually make a living at it, which is really something that sets Sitka apart from a lot of other places.
And have connections with previous owners of that boat, you know,
right.
Or the sons and daughters of previous owners of that boat.
Right.
I mean, we just have such a rich web here.
And that boat can be kept operational for, you know, 100 years. I mean, we have several boats in the harbor that are over 100 years old at this point, and they're still working boats, so.
And that boat likely has connections to the Catlin Street neighborhood in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, well, the harbors are all centered around Catlin Street, so it's really important to realize that's the connection. The harbors have the boats. They've always had the boats, essentially, since the Kiksadi moved back to Sitka in the 1820s. It's been a boat harbor, you know. At one point early on, for a long period of time, it was where all the canoes got hauled out. That's where the clan houses were. And that maritime focus has just stayed the same. It's changed a little bit in the types of boats that are there and the types of harbor that's there, but it's still a harbor. So that's the continuity of it that's really interesting to explore.
Well, and Sitkins can learn more about that and share stories about that on February 24th for the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society's annual meeting. Doors open 6 p.m. at the A and B Hall. Any last parting thoughts?
The program 7 to 9, and then also Eric Jordan has agreed to be our host, I guess, and he's really good at bringing out stories and keeping it moving along. And
yeah. Okay, and how can people find out more about the Maritime Heritage Society?
We need to update our website, actually.
But you have.
But we'll be doing that. Yeah, sitkamaritime.org, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's the first thing that comes up if you Google it.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Rebecca Polson and Brennan Carter, board members of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society. Their annual meeting and historic maritime heritage sharing event is happening on February 24th at the A&B Hall.